What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Good rainy morning. Surprise. It's raining in Nashville again. I'm going to go float away on a boat. What's going on, everybody? Excited to be here with you all this morning. At me, comment me, Luminary, tune in from. I'd love to hear from you. Talking about the basics today. The bare necessities. A little Jungle Book action for y'all. I would say Jungle Book is probably top three Disney movies. Hey, at me, comment me your top three favorite classic Disney movies. Would love to know. Mine's Sword in the Stone. Sword in the Stone, 101 Dalmatians, and Jungle Book. Let me know. At me. Top three. Or just give me one. Give me your favorite. sending out a text to my Texan community that I'm going live. If you're not a part of that, shoot me a text. It's on screen. All righty. What's going on, Pia? What's up? Good morning. Cool. We got some viewers. Again, talking about the basics, let's get back to the basics. What does that look like? All that jazz. Pia, it's going to be 108 in Vegas today. It's like 60 in Nashville and rain. I'm wearing pants. John, my man. Joseph, the black hole. Is that a Disney movie? What is that? That sounds terrifying. Devante, what's up, big dog? It's good to see you. TikTok user, Zathan, it's good to see you. Becky, I saw your Slack. I'll get to it. Thanks for shooting me a Slack. Kathy, good morning. Hey, we got some viewers. I love it. Tara, morning from St. Louis. I love St. Louis. Played some hockey there. It's awesome. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and get rolling again. Thank y'all for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0 this morning. There are some new faces, and I am very, very – all right, cool. So back to the basics. So when I moved up to Nashville 10 years ago, I wish I had something like this because I had no idea where to begin. Zero idea. I didn't know about LinkedIn. I didn't know about the power of LinkedIn. I didn't know about the power of Twitter. I didn't know about the power of job site platforms, right? I didn't know about any of it, right? I didn't know how to promote – Doug, what's up? It's good to see you. Doug Moore in the house. So I didn't know what to do, right? So I want to talk to basics to y'all this morning about some basic blocking and tackling. You're on the job search or you got laid off, right? I had a guy text me yesterday. He goes, I just got the pink slip. I got 30 days, right? And so this is what got me. All of my conversations I have with y'all are based out of some micro conversation I have during the day. And so that guy goes, hey, I got my pink slip today. I have a 30-day notice. What do I do? And of course, I was like, man, like I need to talk about that to my community. So that's what I'm talking about today. First thing you need to do is spend time editing your resume. If you need a resume template, go to taylordessen.com. I have my resume template. I don't guarantee a job, but I almost guarantee an interview if you write it the correct way. So go check that out. The next thing I would do after you write your resume, and again, we've talked about resume writing. You can go check out my past live shows on my YouTube channel. After you've written your resume that's specific around project work, again, project work, we're going to write your LinkedIn, right? That's next. LinkedIn's incredibly important. You're like, Taylor, I've already written the resume. Why do I need the LinkedIn, right? You need the LinkedIn because not having a LinkedIn presence is like basically when you, I don't know how to describe it. It's basically like if you don't have a website in your company or an Instagram in your restaurant, right? Like we go to companies' websites to see their validity, right? Job seekers and hiring managers go to your LinkedIn to see your validity, right? Whether you like it or not, that is what LinkedIn is for. And so you need to have your LinkedIn updated. Also, by the way, this is a Q&A type thing. If you have any questions, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, ask me questions. This is a lot more fun when y'all ask questions instead of me just rambling. So if you have any questions that pop in your head about the job search, please ask me. Nothing is off the table. Everything is on the table. So please ask me. So LinkedIn resume writing. The next thing I would do is your job sites, your job board sites, right? You're in Indeed's. your dice.coms, your career builders, your, no one uses Monster anymore, AngelList. I've heard of AngelList a little bit more. If there are any job board sites that I'm missing and that y'all are watching, please at me, comment me so I can throw it up so let other people know. But the big two for me, Dice.com, a tech-only platform, job site, and then Indeed.com. I think those are good starting points. So you got your resume, you got your LinkedIn, and you got job board sites, right? You got to get those out within 24 hours, 48 hours. Like, you have a lot of work to do. Like, if you get the pink slip, you have a lot of work to do, right? So that's what I would do first. The next thing I would do is start to DM recruiters, right? So what I would do, so I tell you what, let's do it now together. Want to do it now together? Let's do this. All right, let's go to LinkedIn. I'm going to share my screen with y'all this morning. Share screen, right? Share screen. Let's see here. All right, so we're going to go down here. All right, cool. You see this? Great. So what I would do if I were you, I would type in the word recruiter. Actually, I would type in the word technical recruiter. Okay. I would type in the word technical recruiter. I would go to all filters. You got to get really comfortable with the filter. And sorry, TikTok, you can't see my sharing screen, but I'll walk through it. So pull up LinkedIn, type in technical recruiter in the search bar, and then go to here where you want to do the filter. Get really comfortable with the filter. So you want to filter out your area, right? So I would do Nashville, right? And that's what I would do, right? Show results, Nashville. So there are 1,200 recruiters in the Nashville area with the title technical recruiter. So what I would do is, now this is going to take a lot of work and this is going to take time, right? You're probably asking yourself, Taylor, I don't have this type of time. Yes, you do. Because you're not going to approach the job search by applying to jobs. You're going to approach the job search by building relationships. Again, I'm going to say that again. You're not going to approach the job search by applying to jobs. You're going to approach the job search and building relationships. That is incredibly key. So what you're going to do, you're going to pull up Julia, right? Julia, if you're watching, hello, right? So Julia, listen. Julia's been recruiting for a year and a half. Julia, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. Kind of like my go-to screening thing is like 2 years, right? Like to really find a recruiter off the bat that I think is good without DMing every single person, because you're limited to DMs if you do not have LinkedIn Premium. I would only message the recruiters that have been at a company for more than 2 years or have been in the industry for more than 2 years. So Matthew, here's another guy. Matthew's only been there for a year. But it looks like he's been in the industry for about 2. I'd probably pass on Matthew still, right? And so this is what you do, right? You go through these steps and it takes a while. This takes an entire day, but I would message the recruiters that have been at the same place in the same company for 2 years, at least 2 years, because recruiters bounce around a lot, right? And then you're probably like, Taylor, what the heck do I DM them? All you DM them is say, hey, Mr. Mrs. Recruiter, I'm on the job search, would love to chat with you over Zoom for 10 minutes, right? I will tell you this, if a candidate does that to me, I'm absolutely going to get back to them, right? But remember what we talk about, 3 steps to make a good DM. 1 is flattery. 2, specific amount of time you want to talk to a person, right? Hey, Taylor, I see you're a recruiter. I love what Vaco is doing in the market. You can lie. Just say Vaco. You know, not that you keep track with Vaco, but that at least tells me something that you're interested. 6 minutes, right? 6 minutes. I want to talk to you about how to find a job, right? 3 parts of a good DM. That's how you do it. Flattery, admiration, specific amount of time you want to talk to that person, and the specific question you want to ask. Don't say, hey, do you have 5 minutes? Or, hey, I want to talk. No one's got time. No one's got time. If I talk to every person that DM me, I would never get anything done, right? You got to be intentional with your DMs. A few questions have come in I want to get to. Mr. Up, I'm an aspiring dev. I recently joined a company in customer success as a way to get my foot in the door in tech. I love this. I love this, Mr. Up. I've seen a huge internal demand for devs. How do I vocalize my goals to move from customer success into development without sounding like I'm turning my back on the people that just took a chance. Well, first off, Mr. Up, I want to applaud you in saying you did the thing that 99% of people do not do, and that is take a job in the non-tech field or not something you want to do to get into the tech field. So I applaud you for doing this, Mr. Up. Fantastic. This is me affirming you on a Wednesday morning. Hear me. Great job. When it comes to doing this, listen, I would say you can own. So one of the core tenets at my company, Vaco, is be electable, right? You got to crush the position you're in before you can take on more responsibility. So Mr. Up, that's what I would say. You got to get in this role. Don't even talk about moving departments right now for a bit until you start hitting your stride and start meeting your goals. Then move into development, right? Because then it looks like you only took this job to get in the development, and then that'll rub some people the wrong way, right? So again, that is what I would do. Stay in your lane, crush what you're responsible for now. Then let's look forward in a year or so. Kishore, what's up from India? John asked a question I get a lot. LinkedIn Premium, should I get it? I will tell you this. If you are dedicated, so a lot of people talk about like going to the gym, right? There's some people that are like, hey, if you want to start going to the gym, start walking every day. I mean, sure, that works, right? For some people. For me, if you want to get LinkedIn Premium, you need to be already that have developed the habit to get on LinkedIn every day for 15 minutes and at least send a few DMs. If you have not started to work that into your day-to-day, do not spend the money on LinkedIn Premium yet. Now, John, if you DM me after this, go, yo, Taylor, I'm actually at the point where I'm doing this almost every day consistently, then go ahead and get LinkedIn Premium. Do I think LinkedIn Premium is worth it? Yes, but you have to be able to do it every day to take advantage of its perks, which is the DMing. I will tell y'all this, no one sends enough DMs, right? I get a ton of people ask me, Taylor, what, you know, man, like no one's getting back to me. Yeah, how many DMs you've sent? I've sent 50. How in a day? No, in a week. Well, that's your problem, right? You need to be sending at least, in my opinion, 50 DMs a day and customizable DMs. Again, you're probably like, Taylor, this is going to take freaking forever. I'm never going to find a job. That's where you're wrong. That is where our entire industry, that's where the entire market in the job search is jacked up. We preach easy solutions, quick apply, easy apply, blast your resume, right? Volume, volume, volume. It's just like the recruiting industry, right? The job seeker and the recruiting industry are the exact same thing. It's blast. It's just go, right? The job seeker gets frustrated because they can't get anywhere, and the recruiters get frustrated because they can't get anywhere. It's because everyone's just blasted. Understand that the way to separate yourself in the job search is to build relationships with people, not to blast resumes. So if you want to develop a relationship, if you want to develop a relationship with people and get in the habit of using LinkedIn Premium, use LinkedIn Premium. All right, y'all, that's it for today. Some basics. I don't want to overload y'all, right? So let's recap. Question time. If anybody has any more questions, please at me, comment me. Now's the time. To recap, one, get your resume rolling. Go to taylordestin.com, download my resume template for free, utilize it. It'll save your life and benefit your life. Two, LinkedIn. You need a LinkedIn. If you do not have a LinkedIn presence, it's the equivalent of a company not having a website. It's weird, it's strange, and it turns people away, right? Three, job board sites, Dice, Indeed. Also, real quick reminder for y'all, log off. Log into Dice and Indeed once a day because that triggers the search feature with recruiters to find you. We run searches off job sites for 24 hours of activity, so do that. The fifth thing is find a recruiter, partner with a recruiter. Y'all come back to this, share this with people about how I broke down how to find a recruiter. And that's it. So I think that's five things today. So again, thank you all for tuning in to Guy Scouts 2.0. I'll be live tomorrow with Unicorn Finders, 9:30 a.m. Central. We're talking with a CTO of a company in town, Alt IRA. They deal with investing long-term in cryptocurrency and other various things. So you need to check that out. Be available 9:30 a.m. Central tomorrow. Tune in for my page, Unicorn Finders, and we'll go from there. Sweet. All right, y'all. Thanks again for tuning in today. Appreciate y'all a ton. Y'all have a good one. Peace.